Houston standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
All right, Tim and the Cat from his France-Iraq match. -2.5 for the French. It's 1-0 at the half, and is there a weather delay? They're in a severe thunderstorm watch wherever they're playing their match.
Philly, look like.
There you go.
Could be wrong. Probably wrong.
So, yeah.
Feels like that's bad for us, but it could be good depending on how long the delay is. If the field dries up a little bit, probably not. I don't know.
What?
Just trying to be optimistic that we're not screwed.
You know what's really weird is that they were watering the pitch at like the 23rd minute. That was funny.
Like right before the rain got there?
Well, I mean, it got there at the half.
Joe was right. It is Philly.
It is a Philly. Dang. That sucks. We'll see. All right, tip a cap. Who are we tipping a cap to after this outstanding week in sports, Joe?
Wyndham Clark.
Hey. What do you know about Wyndham Clark?
I watched most of the final round. And his dad, man. That almost got me a little bit. I won't lie.
You teared up a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, Father's Day?
That was emotional. Like, dad flies in on the red eye, doesn't know he's there, kind of hiding out in the background as his son nearly chokes away at the U.S. Open.
No, he didn't almost choke it away. What do you mean?
It was pretty close.
Choke? You said he almost choked it away?
He had a pretty significant lead going in. He only won by a stroke.
He shot a 73 at one of the most difficult places to golf.
So a choke's not fair?
I wouldn't think he almost choked that.
But he held on and he won.
So yeah, that's not a choke. Head. Sam Burns shot a 67. Like, unbelievable round by Sam Burns.
Yeah, he missed a big putt there at the end. Where
it pains me to hear Joe analyze golf.
What? Well, right.
He missed a big putt there at the end. What do you think the odds were of him making that putt?
It was right there.
Okay, what do you think the odds are of him making that putt?
I don't know.
What was the distance?
50?
Probably about 25 feet.
That's the low. That's the low.
50. I bet you it was about 10, 15.
Okay. I mean,
Wyndham Clark nearly choked it away when he shot a 73 at Shinnecock, one of the most difficult tests in golf. And then Sam Burns, you act like it was a gimme.
I didn't
putt at 18.
He almost had it.
What were the words that you used?
Just missed.
I'm not sure those were the words he used.
He missed it. Missed with a chance. I don't know.
And you said it was a 50% chance he'd make that putt.
I don't know.
Clearly.
I tip my cap to you.
Man.
Would you rather have Joe describe golf or do math for you?
Math.
Neither. Wyndham Clark nearly choked it away, firing a 73 at Shinnecock. Did you see that birdie he made at 16?
I did.
What a choke job that was.
Well, up until that moment.
Did you see the putt he had at 18? That long, what was it, about a 60-footer? He had a two-putt from 60 feet.
It was a great putt.
Did you see his lag putt at 18?
I did. It was a great putt.
Did you see him? I think he birdied off of that bad drive off 16, didn't he? I think he did.
It was the one he put in the rough?
Yeah.
It just bounced right into the rough there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did birdie that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched.
Nearly choked. What do you think about Wyndham Clark taking pictures of him with the trophy and his girlfriend? Because it's the second time that he's won the U.S. Open, and it's also his second girlfriend that he's had while he's won the U.S. Open. So there's pictures circulating today of the first time with his ex.
I don't know what else you're supposed to do in that situation.
I think take a solo picture.
I'm sure they also exist. But, like, what are you going to say? Hey, if we don't make it, I don't want you in this photo. Like, that's why you don't give plus ones to people who aren't like, married or engaged at a wedding.
Our family has a put a ring on it rule.
I think that's a good rule.
You don't have a ring on it, you can't be in the picture.
My best friend, who was my best man at my wedding, the girl he's married to is not in our wedding photos. It's his ex. It's weird.
It is kind of weird.
It's just a tough situation.
What do you do with those pictures?
They just don't go up. They don't go anywhere. Maybe now with my editing skills, I could get her out of it and be okay. But
oh, yeah, you could edit her out of it.
But it's tough.
Yeah. I'm going to tip my cap to the firemen. Group of children and parents were left dangling more than 50 feet in the air after an amusement park ride malfunctioned on Long Island. The Wave Twister ride at Adventureland in Farmingdale suddenly became stuck Friday night, trapping riders in their seats, reportedly for more than 2 hours, as firefighters launched a painstaking rescue operation. These firefighters are heroes, man. Taking people on rides hundreds of feet in the air and then lowering down to safety as they're all panicking. So tip the cap to the firefighters out there for saving lives.
I'm done with roller coasters.
Soft.
I'm glad that sentence went where it went. Because it kind of – he just said firefighters, and he started off with the sentence, I'm done with it. Like, oh, no. The show's going to offend our first responders.
Tip the cap, firefighters. How about you, Brian?
I'll tip the cap to Cabo Verde getting another draw and actually having a good chance to advance to the knockout stage. I don't know what the lowest populous nation to ever advance into a knockout station is, but I believe their population's under 600,000 as an entire country. Which, I mean, it's crazy. So, that tip of the cap to Cabo Verde for getting another draw 2-2 against Uruguay and having a chance to advance.
Yeah, there's a lot of tips of the caps to Cape Verde on the text line. So, there you go. There you go, Brian. A man of the people, they say. Who you got next, Joe?
I'm trying to remember how this guy said his name, but Kyle Schwaber or whatever the guy said. Yeah. But four home runs over the weekend, 3-1 game.
How does it make you feel that the Cubs non-tendered
him? I hate it. It makes me hate Jeff.
Yeah, because he came up as a catcher, and then they moved in the outfield pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then he broke his leg in like the third game of the season.
I had forgotten the circumstances of him getting out of Chicago.
Yeah, they
non-tendered
him.
Non-tendered him.
He was hitting like
– I don't think they DFA'd him.
No, you're right, non-tendered.
Yeah.
He was hitting like 130 when they did it. Like, but he's awesome.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think I saw it would be the second player ever – non-tendered to make the Hall of Fame.
Who's first?
I don't know.
That's crazy. I tip my cap to the pilots of this Robert Griffin III flight. The right engine of our plane, Robert Griffin tweets, flying out of a Houston caught fire just after takeoff. We heard 15 straight loud bangs and immediately knew something was wrong. What gave it away? Thankfully, the pilots were able to get us and every passenger back safe and sound with zero injuries.
So
tip the cap to the pilots.
I can't imagine counting in that situation. If I'm up in the air in a plane, like one, two, three.
To be honest, like with RG3 posting that, I don't believe it.
You don't believe the 15 straight or that it happened at all?
I think he made up a number.
The 15.
I think he made up a number.
Yeah. He probably should have said about 15.
Yeah. Like, an exact number? Come on.
He seems to exaggerate kind of, I don't know, everything.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, shout out to those pilots.
Shout out to the pilots.
Shout out to the pilots.
Robert Griffin and the rest of the planes.
We mentioned in the last segment, but tip of the cap to the fans of the Netherlands who had that really impressive 2.5 mile walk from Rice to Houston Stadium before they demolished Sweden 5-1. I don't want FIFA to get mad at us.
It's so dumb that they made them do that. I saw something about
no free sponsor, no free lunches with FIFA.
They're making employees at the stadiums like cover up like brands.
Oh, really?
That are not affiliated. Like Nike and things like that.
No free lunches. They make you do that at NCAA basketball games on Media Row with drinks.
That makes sense.
You got to put them in an NCAA cup, which is annoying because I hate drinking water out of a cup while I'm doing a game.
They don't have like a water sponsor?
You would think.
Yeah.
I don't like it not being in a bottle.
Yeah, I would think there'd be like an official soda, official water.
Everything in an NCAA cup.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, that's very
strange. Is that just the tournament games or all season long?
Tournament games. March Madness tournament games.
I mean, I guess like you know, you make people pay that much money. I get it. It's annoying, but I get why they do it.
I wish that whoever was their drink sponsor, that we could just have those bottles. But they put NCAA on.
Messi, all time leading scorer now, World Cup history for the men's.
You have to.
Yeah, tip the cap.
He's the GOAT.
Five goals in two games.
It's crazy.
Jeez.
I tip my cap to Toy Story 5. They opened with a 312 million gate worldwide. Wow. It's the second biggest opening for an animated film ever in the United States.
What's one?
I don't know.
A lot of research being done to the show today. Are you going to see it, Jeremy?
I'm sure I'll see it eventually.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if Brandon Baby was into that. This is stretching a little bit because it happened earlier today, but a tip of the cap to Jeremy's close friend, Rich Eisen. Having the day off on the day that Dusty May leaves his alma mater and takes the job with the Dallas Mavericks. That would have been a brutal day on air today for Rich Eisen, but he was off.
Do y'all want to guess the number one animated movie ever?
Is it the first Toy Story?
No, it's not Toy Story at all.
Okay.
Is it like a Disney movie?
I don't know Disney movies.
Finding Nemo?
No.
Lion King?
No.
Are we in the right ballpark?
Animated, right? Okay.
I don't know. It's animated.
Well, I guess like a kid's animated?
Yeah, it's kids. It's kids.
Cars?
No.
Toy Story 2?
No. Oh.
I told you not Toy Story.
Oh, Frozen?
Well, there's no. Five of them.
Frozen 2?
Not a Toy Story.
Oh, well, I need to clarify that.
Frozen 2?
I think I did.
I don't think so.
Check the tape. No, not Frozen.
Okay.
It's neither Frozen. Okay. It is the sequel, though.
Oh, man.
So I was going to say Wall-E.
713-780-3776. If you guess it right, we'll give you on-air praise.
What a prize.
Some people are into that.
If you prove it to you, we'll give you a t-shirt at the next remote you come to.
Yeah, we'll get a t-shirt to the next remote. While that's going on, other hat tips.
No, that was my three.
Okay. You have any other?
No, that was the end of mine.
Serena Williams coming out of singles retirement.
I saw that.
She's going to play at Wimbledon.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then Linda Cohn.
Retired.
She's retiring. 5,500 editions of SportsCenter. Nearly 35 years.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy she lasted that long? How did she last that long?
I don't know. Of all the layoffs they've had there.
Like, where would you rank her power ranking the SportsCenter anchors?
Oh.
Like, if there's been 300, where do you think she would come in?
Probably top 10, at least.
Really? I didn't like Linda Cohn.
I think it's so hard because there's so many now that like are just bad. Like they're like, I don't like they don't stand out. Like they're not there that long.
No, they're kind of boring.
You don't really know any of them.
They don't pay them much.
Yeah. I think they're like the lowest paid people there.
I think you get paid by being a local newscaster more than you get paid for SportsCenter.
It's a great jumping off point.
Yeah.
People's careers to say like, just to put on your resume SportsCenter, but no, I don't think it pays very well. And it's tough because I've heard Bristol's super expensive.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because like Dan Patrick, Scott Van Pelt, Stuart Scott, Rich Eisen, all in front. So maybe like top 15?
Okay.
I would guess.
I wouldn't have her that high. I wasn't a huge Linda Cohn guy. Minions, no. Aladdin, no. Shrek, no.
Shrek's a good guess.
Though. Moana, 2, no. Shrek, 2, no. Zootopia, 2, no. Zootopia, no. Shrek, no. Zootopia, no. Moana, no. I do like The Rock. I guess Chase, who was going to have a guess. I guess one of those was his.
His guess was Shrek 2. So,
Shrek 2. There are a couple that got it right on the text line, though. There's two or three, maybe. It's The Incredibles 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm a little surprised by that.
Huh.
Wouldn't have thought it was Incredibles 2.
I would have never gotten there.
Man. So congratulations. If you two that texted in Incredibles 2, next time you're at a remote, tell us. We'll give you a shirt. Peter K. Yeah, you're too late, Peter K. I didn't really... Incredibles is all right.
I think the first one's good. But...
That was all right. I like Coco more. I'm a Coco guy.
I haven't seen Coco yet.
What?
I know.
Pilots care more about RG3's health than the commanders ever did. Junkies, y'all thinking RG3 can't count. We think RG3 can count. We just don't think in a moment where you're thinking you're going to die that you're going to know exactly 15
loud bangs. Yeah, you don't hear the
engine
explode in your plane and start counting.
Right. We think RG3 can count. We just think in that moment it's very difficult to remember the exact amount of loud bangs whenever after the first one. You're probably in a little bit of like... disoriented.
Yeah, you're a little panicked.
You're probably a little panicked at that moment. Keith from L.A., tip my cap to all the fathers and Team USA. All right. Junkie, tip of the cap to Jordan, brother. And keep swinging that thing. Oh, tip, comma would have been useful. Tip of the cap to Jordan, brother, keep swinging that swing. I didn't know where the comma should have been there because he didn't put a comma in there.
He did not.
Didn't help me out. Stop saying that. Wreck-It Ralph, too. No. Coco is great. Coco is my favorite. Is it Pixar, Disney? What are we calling it these days?
I think it's Pixar.
All right. So, Wyndham Clark was being booed at Shinnecock.
He was.
An American golfer at the U.S. Open was being booed. When is it not okay to boo athletes? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, when's it not okay to boo an athlete? 713-780-3776. Wyndham Clark, American golfer, at the U.S. Open yesterday was being booed. Here was Wyndham Clark, Mike Tirico asking him after the round, after he didn't choke it away, about the boos, how he handled it. And here was Wyndham Clark, two-time U.S. Open champion, and his response.
Yeah, New York didn't really like me. I love you guys. But I get it. some of it's self-deserved. I did some unfortunate things last year that I really regret. And I've been sorry multiple times, and I'm still sorry. So hopefully I can win you guys over eventually. But I get it. They root for Scotty. Grand Slam's only happened a few times, so he's going to get it. I mean, he's the best player in the world. But today it's my day.
Will the Thrill Clark, second U.S. Open in his storied career. They were booing him last year. U.S. Open, I forget where it was last year. He, like, beat up the locker room.
Okay.
Kept some lockers, did some damage. So, like, people were booing him for that because they didn't like his behavior at the U.S. Open. Because it's a gentleman's sport. You can't be beating up lockers, you know?
Sure.
Do you think it's okay that Wyndham Clark was being booed?
Yeah, I do.
Couple of patrons got ejected. They were thrown out of the grounds at Shinnecock.
And they were only booing?
I think that they were heckling. But the hecklers weren't, like, crazy. They were, like, you know, hit it in the rough or, like, I hope you lose. They weren't, like,
yeah,
like, they were very, very tame for sports standards.
But in golf, I get why that would happen. I think it's still a little soft, to be honest. But it doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me in golf.
Yeah, like, I get it. It's very much within, you know, what I think expectations of the sport.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right? Like, it's not, they wouldn't get thrown out anywhere else, but in a golf, you know, at a golf tournament, I get why they would be. A little soft, but I get it. I think it's fine to boo them. I think there's only one instance, frankly, when it's not okay to boo an athlete.
Okay.
When a player gets hurt. And we've seen that before. And it's Bush League. It's low class. Like, to me, like, that's the only one that is not okay.
I have no issue with them heckling at a golf tournament. I think it's totally okay. I think golf should stop being so soft about it. Now, sure. I don't think that you should be yelling at his backswing. Like, that's one of those, like, you know, cardinal rules. Like, don't yell at his backswing, that sort of thing.
Totally agree.
Like, that's okay. Those are grounds for removal. But just booing the guy or heckling the guy, whenever it's, you know, it wasn't below board by any stretch of the imagination. Injuries, probably one of the only times that it comes out for me, too.
Yeah, I don't like any other situation. Like, a player struggles, even if they're on your team, it's okay to boo. You pay to be there. We boo athletes all the time. And I know, like, this market's a little different than, like, a Philadelphia, right? Where they probably go over the top with how often they boo. It's probably not necessary to do as often in Philly and New York that you see it, that they do it. But, like, if you're being bad, you're being bad. And it's okay to boo.
I think it's totally fine. The only answer I really have is whenever it's an injury. Or Special Olympics, like a junkie says.
Yeah. And then, like, I know...
That'd be kind of messed up.
That would be very messed up. Yeah, I know, like, what was it, earlier this season? Who were we talking about that was getting booed for the former Astros player? And people were talking about it.
Who's getting been booed?
Was it Tucker?
Yeah, was it Tucker?
Yeah, Tucker got booed.
Tucker was getting booed, and, like, yeah. Chandler and McTaggart were talking about it on Twitter, and, like, why are people booing these guys? Like, I think that's totally fine. And once you leave a team, you're fair game.
Oh, yeah.
You're a fair game on this.
I encourage the booing.
Yeah. Like,
people who are like, oh, you shouldn't boo, they need to get the stick out of their behinds.
Like, why?
It's like, you shouldn't be booing Kyle Tucker. Bro, he's making $60 million a year. It's okay to boo Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Like, he stinks. He's not on the team.
Do you have any, Brian?
Just what you guys have already
mentioned. Special Olympics, for sure.
Special Olympics, like a guy gets injured, like the Michael Irvin situation, obviously. Like, I think Philly did boo him.
They did.
Yeah, but those are the only two that comes to mind. Obviously, the heckling, like, I know it's kind of a separate conversation, but like if a guy's parent just dies and you're out there heckling the... Yep. Yeah, like that's
heckling,
uncalled for.
Heckling has to be above board.
Yeah,
you can't just be throwing out every single heckle without thinking that you're, you know, freedom of speech. You cross racial lines,
right?
Moral lines like that, you should absolutely not only get ejected but have your beaten.
Now,
but otherwise, though, I'm fine with booing.
It doesn't happen much anymore because of the rule changes in baseball.
Ooh,
how did you feel about the booing when a pitcher would just keep throwing over, and fans were just getting like annoyed?
That's fine, boo.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Why wouldn't that be a boo?
It can be dumb at times because that's just the players playing the game.
Yeah, no,
but
they changed
they're
it
fine
for
to
reason.
Do it.
Well, like it's a dumb boo.
Well, they didn't change it for the boos.
No, but they changed it because.
That'd be funny. Oh, too much boo. We got to get rid of that.
They changed it because it's annoying, honestly.
Well, no, they changed it because it pays to play.
Yeah. But even like that's fine. Like you can be annoyed with something and boo it. I really think there's only like the one exception.
Yeah.
Any other thing is totally
fine. Here's a good one. National anthem.
Oh, sure.
I would agree to that.
Sure. I was thinking, like, with like the like as a game is going on, like actively being played, but absolutely fair call.
You got to stop that 3338. Somebody said Matt Schaub. Like, what? It's not okay to boo Matt Schaub? What do you mean? Can boo at an AAU that will start a fight with other parents.
Yeah, don't boo kids. That's fine. If they're
I don't know if I agree with that.
If they're 17 or under, I'm not going to.
What if you have a 15-year-old that throws an intentional pitch at somebody's head?
Well, okay, fair, yeah, but
how old was the Oklahoma kid that threw the pitch into the opposing dugout? It was like 14, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think there's certain examples where it's okay to boo.
Extreme. Yeah, extreme cases, sure.
Yeah, just because he boots a ground ball.
Just normal run play.
Or, yeah, you can't have a 14-year-old lefty throwing to first too much. You boo!
I remember we're talking about this with you because you guys were telling me how bad Bears fans are. When Eberflus's kid got booed at a high school football game after he got fired,
that's whatever.
I don't know.
He's in high school.
But, that's not his fault.
Yeah, I wouldn't boo this kid.
Yeah. You're booing him because his dad sucks at coaching football.
I might if Matt is there, I might heckle Matt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody says boo the kid. Somebody says their funeral. yeah. Somebody says the Olympics, unless they do something unpatriotic.
No, you can boo.
I think there's times you can boo at the Olympics.
Yeah, you can boo.
Yeah.
They're competition, and if you're booing the other country, and if they're on your country, if they're... they're playing poorly. Why not?
Aaron says it's never okay to boo a golfer unless it's Patrick Reed. I think it's okay to boo a golfer. Ryder Cup, too. You get these international events.
And the Ryder Cup's awesome with the crowd.
Somebody said gender reveal parties. We're talking about athletes here. An athlete's gender reveal party?
Can't boo. It's a girl.
I wanted a boy! yeah, these are pretty good. These are pretty good. How about when somebody gets, knocked out?
Oh, like a pitch to the head or something? Yeah, you can't boo.
I was thinking boxing.
But we kind of,
I think that's probably not a good time to boo.
What if it's a low blow, though? You could boo that.
Oh, that's a good call.
Or like a late punch.
Get knocked out with a low blow, though?
That's why I was trying to follow up, yeah. Like a late punch, like maybe after the round, supposed to end, or like a, kind of like that thing. You remember the thing years ago with Floyd Mayweather and Victor Ortiz where they separated them?
Yeah.
And Victor tried to touch gloves after the separation, and Floyd just knocked him out.
But it was after the go-ahead.
It was. I think Victor was in the wrong there. You got to protect yourself. But I could see something like that getting
booed. That was so controversial.
Because you're kind of booing You're booing the person that's throwing the punch, though, more there, right?
Yeah.
You're not booing the person getting knocked out for losing.
No, people thought that Floyd was Bush League doing that.
You got to protect yourself. Yeah, Victor was in the wrong.
Yeah, I think booing the person that gets knocked out is probably...
What about an early stoppage? It could be boxing, could be UFC.
Yeah, you can boo that.
You're booing the ref. You're not booing the fighters.
But what if it's, warranted? You look after the fact and the guy was, asleep.
That's one of those where, I think you get a pass because from the vantage point of being in the stands.
Yeah, you're not seeing what the ref sees.
You can't boo the coffee kid that the Astros let pitch occasionally. Astro Twitter gets mad. Coffee kid. Somebody said boo at weddings. We're talking about athletes here. I don't like that groom. Boo!
Do you take this man? Boo!
I mean, classic. That would be so good.
I mean, it's so good.
The mother-in-law. Boo!
Yeah, just replace the if speak now or forever hold your peace. Just replace that with booing.
Boo as loud as you can if you don't approve of this marriage. Boo.
You know the Aggies don't boo.
What?
The Aggies do this.
They're fan.
That's weird.
I don't know.
You didn't know that?
Nope.
Yeah, they do. They have their own little. It's a hiss, I guess.
That's really weird.
The Aggie fan base.
It's a major tradition, though.
Yeah.
Just to, because it's tradition doesn't tradition. Make it not weird.
Well, you're a Longhorn. You can't really.
Yeah.
You kind of have to.
I know. That's why I initially held out, but I couldn't.
Ryan says booing at a funeral. Yeah. Yeah. Again, not really.
Booing at the birth of a child.
Remember the Seinfeld where they were watching the surgery and they lost a junior mitt and the guy?
Kramer dropped it. Yeah.
Booing at a surgery. Boo. I don't like that move. Boo. All right. 713-780-3776. Jordan Alvarez is. Okay. Ginger says gender reveal booing is the call of the day. That's hilarious. Boo a boring fight. That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine to boo that. Never boo a first kiss. We all know the kiss of death was brilliant. All right, so Joe has a hot take about Jordan Alvarez in the Home Run Derby. He thinks that he should do it. He wishes he would do it. He says he's not gonna, But Joe wants them too. We'll listen to this take when we come back. 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe on ESPN at 97.5. I hope your fathers were out there at Two Creeks Crossing Resort over the weekend because, look, Father's Day, fathers deserve to be celebrated on Father's Day, and there's no better place to celebrate Father's Day than Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Live music out there, food trucks all the time, the new water park too, which is awesome. Blue Bayou Bend, been open for almost 2 months now. Lazy River that goes around the property there. You're going to love it out at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. And you're also, it's quick. You're there in an hour and a half. You don't have to fly multiple hours to your next destination. You don't have to drive across the state or to multiple states. No, you're there in 90 minutes. You leave at 3. You turn us on. You're there at halftime of our show. You're going to be hiking there 92 acres of property in no time, doing some kayaking, maybe play some pickleball. Maybe just hang out by the pool. Maybe explore the 92 acres of property, or maybe explore Blue Bayou Bend, the water park. Maybe hop into the Lazy River and just chill out, have a good old time. But from open green spaces, wildlife, beautiful, majestic trees, and some of the best fishing in Texas, you're going to love Two Creeks Crossing Resort. The Two Creeks, the fishing, really good. They also have a catch and release pond in the middle of the property, which is a great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. And they have all the stays you could want. You already have an RV? Perfect. They have RV hookup spots for you. You want to stay in a treehouse? They got it. You walk up the steps, you stay in a house that's perched right in the middle of a tree. Waterfront cabins right on the creek, glamping for you as well. All the times that are to be had at Two Creeks Crossing Resort are great, and you're going to love it. So book your stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Can't boo at their Hall of Fame acceptance speech.
That's a good call. I was thinking like games.
It's not a bad
action,
idea.
But
yeah, booing at a baptism. I'm an athlete, but all right. All right, so Jordan said over the weekend that he's not going to participate in the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
I, for one, love this. Jordan rule number 90. Jordan Alvarez doesn't do the Home Run Derby when his team is in contention. But you feel differently.
Yeah, I like the new rule changes that they put into place. So it's going to be 20 swings in round one, 15 swings in round two, in the final two rounds. And on that last one, or once you get your final out, you keep going until you get your final out. So it's possible. It's, it could be a 40 swing, out in for Jordan Alvarez if he hits that many in one, which would be awesome to see. It's that last part you said there. They're not winning the World Series this year. So why can't you just do it now?
Because they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs.
He's not going to get hurt doing the Derby.
Jordan Alvarez has gotten hurt doing a bunch of different things.
I think he'll be okay. He takes batting practice.
You think he'll be
day.
Okay?
Yeah, I think this is like the best opportunity to do it.
The last thing I want to do is to see Jordan Alvarez take 40 powerful swings with nothing on the line.
I just want to see him do it one time.
Well, you want wait for a year, they're going to lose 100 games.
Maybe I'm being overly optimistic. I hope we never see that. Like that, I don't know if we're going to see this team tank out and be that bad. I want to see him do it one time.
I never want to see him do it.
Like, I want to see LeBron do the slam dunk contest one time. I don't need it every single year.
Yeah, that's fine with LeBron, but I don't root for LeBron's teams.
No, you're right. But, like, I think it would be awesome to see. I want to see him versus Schwarber and Ben Rice this year and, like, going toe-to-toe with the best of the best and smashing home runs. Like, I want to see it once, and this feels like the right year to do it because hopefully they're better next year. I guess this is a
I'm
great
a little
time
stunned by this take, really.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun, man. Like, the Derby's a good time.
Jordan Alvarez could hurt him. Didn't Jordan Alvarez get hurt because he stuck his hand in a door? Jordan Alvarez, I think, got
probably
hurt because his hand got caught in a door.
Yeah.
Jordan Alvarez had to get hospitalized because of the fireworks in Atlanta.
Yeah, he missed the game because of a pillow.
Jordan Alvarez had to be – not only did he miss a game, Jordan Alvarez had to be flown back to Houston because of the pillows in Tampa. You want this dude taking 40 mighty swings that mean absolutely nothing?
Yeah.
I think Jordan Alvarez could get hurt at any moment. There's no chance I want him to do of any part. I don't even want him to be in attendance. And also, he might get whiplash watching all the home runs fly out of the ballpark.
Like that,
that guy's so vulnerable to injury.
It's kind of that, too, where it's like, if he's going to get hurt doing this, he's just going to get hurt doing something else anyways.
This is injury risk. What is it, injury mitigation, I guess? The less you do, the less likely you can get hurt. Is he more or less likely to get injured doing the Home Run Derby by doing it or not doing it?
By doing it.
Yeah, there's no way I want him to have any part of this.
I think the Home Run Derby is like one of my favorite things of the year. I like that they're doing the rule changes. So it's actually
I don't like the rule changes either.
Well, I think they're doing it so it's watchable again.
I like the old rules the best.
The old rules were the best. I get why they went away from them. This recent...
Why?
Because they were swinging too much. There wasn't like a cap. They just were going and going and going forever. And guys were out there for too long. But the fast-paced style they were doing the last couple years was absolutely miserable to watch because the cameras couldn't even keep up with it. The pitches were happening so fast. They weren't even sure, honestly, balls were leaving the ballpark before they were swinging. So I think this is better. Again, I just want to see him do it once. Like, I love the Home Run Derby, and I want to see the best of the best. Like, McGuire and Sosa during the Derby was awesome. I want to see Yordan Alvarez versus Kyle Schwarber. One time.
I don't think you care about the Astros.
I do, but they're not
sure that you do.
But they're not going to win the World Series this year.
You know how they cannot win the World Series for sure? If they get to the playoffs, you have a chance. You have a chip in a chair.
Yordan
Alvarez gets hurt.
A team that's won one playoff game in the last 2 years has a shot if they make the playoffs. I agree, but they're not going to the World Series this year with this roster.
So your take on Yordan doing the World Series or doing the Home Run Derbies because they're not going to the World Series?
They're not in contention.
I mean, they're 2.5 out of the wild card.
They're in playoff contention, but they're not in World Series contention.
Air American League is terrible.
I don't think they're going to the World Series this year. So, and
you know how they would really not go to the World Series? If Yordan got hurt.
You're right.
If Yordan got hurt, you can kiss the playoffs goodbye.
100%. Just like we saw last year.
I'm totally out on Yordan doing the Home Run Derby.
Okay, how far back?
He cannot do the Home Run Derby if the Astros are in contention.
So how far
Yordan
back?
Yordan rule number 90.
Would they have to be in the future then? Since the RC is not doing it this
20
year.
Games.
20 games?
20 games. Or he's on a different team. He can do it when he's on a different team. He can do it when he's playing for the Tampa Bay Rays.
There's 0% chance of that.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say Yankees. Yeah, People get mad at me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say Dodgers. People get mad at me. We'll go Tampa Bay Rays.
Colorado Rockies.
Yeah. He'll play for the Rays when he's 44.
There you go. Like Manny?
Yeah.
It tanks.
It tanks at the Trop because they'll still be playing at the Trop. Do y'all want Yordan doing the Home Run Derby?
Yordan, I'm going to lose this.
Yordan got hurt tying his shoes. Please ask Joe one time anything good happened to a player after doing the Home Run Derby. I can't think of one. All I can think of is injury or slump.
I think it's those are extreme circumstances most of the time. And yes, they stand out. I would guess on average, it's not that bad. Just guessing. That, like, the guys who participate in the Derby don't all get hurt.
No, I don't think they get hurt. Some people do go into slumps. Some people say it changes their swings. I don't even know if I would go to that extreme. For me, it's all about the injury.
For the slump part of it, I also like just don't believe that to be an issue with Yordan Alvarez. He's too good. He's not going to change his swing.
But he's not good enough to prevent injury from the Home Run Derby.
Well, no one is. If you're going to get, I mean, look, we saw two Astros players get hurt in batting practice this year.
Yeah, but Yordan's injury prone.
So is Carlos Correa. What's he supposed to do? Not take BP?
Probably wouldn't be hurt.
That's true, I guess, in theory.
That is how he got hurt. Was
well, he probably
BP.
Just would have got hurt during the game that day.
Junkie of the day take from Joe. The third best record in the AL is the Guards. Everyone in the AL is in contention. You can't call Alvarez the best hitter on the planet if he doesn't have a Home Run Derby championship. That's ridiculous.
Don't agree with that take.
Can we eject
I don't
that?
Stand by that.
You don't. If you have to ask, you already know the answer.
You are out of here.
High school graduation.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I don't know.
That'd be amazing, but you can't.
The valedictorian speech is bad. Boo! Yeah, like, nerd! Boo!
What if the valedictorian like talks like 30 minutes?
Yeah.
And they won't take him off the stage.
You give him the wrap it up light?
I think that's fine.
I think you could boo if they started giving your GPAs you rocked across the stage. Brian McDonald, 243. Boo!
Boo the dumb kids?
Yeah. Yeah, they need a little bit of tough love. Get whipped into shape before college or professional life. All right, 713-780-3776. Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN.
97.5.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
Yeah, I feel like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Who's your junkie today? 713-780-3776. Tomorrow, we're going to be out at Baker Street Pub in Sugarland. Come hang out with us as we watch soccer and do things. England plays tomorrow.
They do at 3 o'clock.
Who do they play?
Great question.
Earlier today, you were saying we brought up Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And he was non-tendered by the Cubs. The other player who was non-tendered who became a Hall of Famer was Trevor Hoffman.
It's pretty good company.
Pretty good company.
They're playing Ghana.
Ghana. Oh, that's probably for the group. They're both 1-0 in that group.
England's minus 450.
Man, I don't like hearing that stuff before I do research on the bet.
Just laying out the facts.
I don't look at the odds until I read up on the game.
Never tell me the odds.
Sorry.
That was for Jeremy. Who didn't get it, but it was for him.
Spoilers. All right, junkie of the day, 713-780-3776. Who do you got?
I'm just going to nominate the NCAA for running out college basketball coaches. And come on, man. Like, this guy was one of Natty. He's leaving, Dusty May.
I mean, it's not unique to college basketball.
No, it's just college athletics.
That's right. Not unique to college athletics. This has been happening forever.
I think now, because one of the first reports we got was about unsure of where the state of the sport will be in the next month or 5 years. Like, it's gotten so bad that we've seen Coach K, Roy Williams, Izzo, all these guys.
Saban.
They're all just like retiring early or bouncing. And I know it's not the only one. The last time it happened in the NBA was in 2019. What's his name? Ended up coaching the Cavs, left Michigan.
Oh, you're talking about Beeline?
Yeah, Beeline, yeah. So like, it's happened before, obviously. It just feels like it's happening at a much more serious rate.
All those guys get replaced?
Yeah.
Those programs are still coached by guys?
Yeah.
The sport's just fine.
No, the sport's fine, but like they're running out some of the best coaches because of the chaos.
Yeah, they'll be just fine. They all got replaced by good coaches. Sport's just fine.
That took a little bit.
Is there chaos? Is the Wild Wild West? No doubt. Is the sport like in jeopardy? No.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not in jeopardy at all.
Coach K retires. John Shire's doing great things, making $4 million. Mavs tried to hire him. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
Yeah, Shire said no.
Win for college sports.
I thought it was going to be Billy Donovan, but they're replacing. But they're moving quick.
Yeah.
They're moving up the.
That'll be interesting.
Well, they named an interim coach, which is interesting.
Boynton. Well, they probably want to keep their players.
So
you have 15 days to enter the portal after your coach leaves.
So you make them the interim, and then you make a change?
They might just keep them.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw some people floating around Beeline. Just be the coach for a year.
I think Billy Donovan was like a great hire for them. Unless he wants to stay in the NBA.
Yeah, but probably won't stay in the NBA.
He can get a job.
I'll nominate Rafael Devers for not allowing the Giants pinch run for him.
That was weird.
Bro, you're fat. Like, move.
Yeah, that was a
porky, hog, fat ass.
You're the tying run. You're first
ball.
Base. They need speed out there. Get off the field. I saw somebody tweet out, Rafael Devers refused to move to first base, and now he refuses to get off of it. That's a great tweet.
It's so true.
Great tweet. And then Dustin Poirier got a Dewey, which, oh. I mean, it happens, but got to nominate you for car wreck of the day. And then the Joe trying to figure out the average of when our listeners go to bed was just tragic.
I mean, that was a nomination.
That was rough.
All right.
I don't mean to pick on you, Joe.
Just go and pick on me.
I don't mean to pick on you as I pick on you.
I'm going to pick on you because, as we learned in this clip, Joe thought Sam Adams was German.
Why'd you have to pull the clip,
German beer?
Ryan?
German beer?
Be a German beer, we know.
Sam Adams?
Anything with Carbon?
Sam Adams.
That's named for a revolutionary war hero.
That's not the beer I was thinking.
Named after an American. Sam Adams.
So we're from the most brilliant band to the Chucky of the Day
nomination. Sam Adams is German?
Can I go home? Can I go home now?
I think I'm done.
Not quiet.
In 2 minutes, you can go home.
Do you know what the most popular German beer is?
No idea.
No comment.
It'll take a while, Sam.
No comment.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
He's going to say, PBR or Yingling, the oldest American brewer. Market leader has often been Krombacher, one of Germany's largest selling beer brands. Outside of Germany, the most recognizable brands are often Beck's, Paulaner, Warsteiner, Bitburger, Weihenstephaner. I've heard of Beck's. I haven't heard of the others.
Weihenstephaner. Never even heard of her.
You can just go to Fredericksburg. They have good German beers there, along with great German food, like schnitzel.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some schnitzel.
Still haven't had it.
You never had schnitzel?
Really?
No.
Wow.
No.
There was a great schnitzel. German place in Pearland, but I don't think it's open anymore. Yeah.
I think they said it's in League City now.
Oh, is it?
What's it called?
King's Beer Garden?
I think there's one in the Heights.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't lived on that side of town in a while.
I've never had their schnitzel, though.
Yeah. My wife had gone a few times. Schnitzel's pretty good.
I'm going to have to check out their schnitzel.
Great beer pretzel as well.
Yeah. The beer cheese?
Very good.
Very good.
It's called King's Beer House?
Yeah. King's Beer Garden.
So this one's Beer House.
Oh, I don't know if they're... It's in simpatico.
It's in Dickinson, yeah.
All right. ESPN National coming up after us.
Yep.
See?
NBA draft tomorrow. We'll talk about some draft stuff tomorrow.
Maybe Giannis will be traded.
He might be traded by them.
I think he will be.
Will the Rockets make any moves? By Wednesday, our show.
Wednesday, yes. I think they will.
All right. Will it be meaningful, though?
I don't think. Well, the second round's Wednesday night.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say yes.
So it would have to be meaningful.
I'm going
to
say yes, there's a meaningful
If they make
move,
a move by Wednesday, our show, that would have to be a meaningful move.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. What's winning?
Me.
I think it's the
Which one, though?
Samuel Adams, German.
Can we just take all the above?
Sam Adams, German. Specifically that. It's the winner. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Thanks to Wyatt for the hard work, too. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston, live from Baker Street Pub in Sugar Land. See you out there. Good night, Houston.
Texas is good. Everything is big.
Houston's independent voice for sports. ESPN 97.5.